Ted Cruz to Border Chief Mayorkas, "Your refusal to do your job is revolting." By Neil Munro on March 28, 2023. Texas Senator Ted Cruz berated Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas for opening the border and for allowing many migrants to die. The grandstanding, however, helped both Cruz and Mayorkas divert attention from the bipartisan support for the wealth-shifting inflow of migrant workers, consumers, and renters into Americans' workplaces and housing. Cruz launched his blistering attack on the pro-migration border chief during a Tuesday hearing at the Democrat-run Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Is there a crisis at our southern border? Has the crisis made Americans less safe? Has it made aliens less safe? How many migrants died in 2022? How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under your administration? How many rapists have you released? You won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis. Cruz concluded his barrage of questions with a statement, "Your refusal to do your job is revolting." What the senator said was revolting. "I'm not going to address it," Mayorkas said after Cruz used up his 10 minutes of question time. Throughout Cruz's tirade, Mayorkas, a lawyer, calmly shrugged off Cruz's criticism. But Cruz, a Harvard-trained lawyer, did not extract any useful data or try to cross-examine to extract admissions from Mayorkas about the damage done to Americans and to migrants, or the legality of creating new pathways for migrants into the United States. Mayorkas repeatedly tried to argue that he is reducing the damage of cartel-managed illegal migration by creating a government-run network for low-wage foreign workers to migrate into the jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. Cruz declined to ask Mayorkas to justify the legality or value of allowing job-seeking migrants to compete for the jobs needed by young Americans. Since January 2021, Mayorkas has allowed more than 4 million southern migrants into American society, so forcing down Americans' wages, boosting housing costs, and cutting corporate investment in labor-saving machines. The Harvard-trained lawyer also did not exploit the opportunity when Mayorkas claimed not to know about the wristbands used by the cartels and coyotes to manage the very profitable flow of migrants over the border. The wristbands have been described by many media outlets and agency officials. Usefully, Cruz made a start at shaming Mayorkas for the number of migrants killed by border welcome, saying "you don't know many have died." But Cruz did not mention the many additional migrants, perhaps thousands, who have been killed at sea or on the trek up from South America. Cruz is up for re-election in 2024. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,